Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
If you're sometimes thinking, I mean, listen, I just want to encourage you that sometimes we can lie to ourselves. I don't know if you know this or not, but you know, it's amazing when you look at folks who look at you and they look, the whole world's ending on their face. You know what I'm saying? Their face is sad. I mean, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they could eat oats from a tailpipe in a car. I mean, their face is so long. I mean, seriously. I mean, you might have teenagers. No, that's not teenagers. I don't have any teenagers, but I had some. And I was one. And so, you just think, my goodness. But then you take a mirror and you put it in front of their faces, and it's this amazing transformation takes place, and they smile at themselves. I mean, they really give themselves. They have no idea what we see the entire life.
That's exactly right.
But for the moments they pass the mirror, you know, it just Pat smiles. No mention. The people just smile. You just think like, whoa, you don't even know you do that. You think about it. You don't even know.
We didn't even know they had teeth.
Right. And I have a total, if you go in my office, you see, I will not put a picture up unless it's smiling. And it can't be a fake smile. It's got to be a real smile. So I have two more grandkids to go up. You know, I just want to see, why not smile? You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a Christian. You know, we should be, I mean, I'm bringing you good news. Here's some oats out of my tailpipe. And so you think about it. I mean, that's got to be a lie that we're telling ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I talk about anything today, I mean, we got to talk about this. Because, you know, we are supposed to represent God, the Son of God, the salvation of God, the hope of God, the forgiveness of God, the mercy of God, the joy of God, the Lord that defeated every battle for us, and that death has lost its sting in our life. So we're not crying over the fact that, oh, what happened to Susan because, you know, she's passed now. We're just crying at the loss of our time with her, but we're going to see her again.
That's right.
If we're just hoping for this lifetime, we should be pitied more than anybody else. And so it's just like that, you know. It's like when people are confronted with themselves, they really are kind to themselves. They pack themselves in peanuts, I like to say. You know, you're packing us in a box and shipping us with no padding at all.
Nope.
But when it comes to you, you're packing yourself in peanuts. You know how it comes in? It's like, how did this piece of China survive? And it's got like these peanuts everywhere. Did you see The Bolt, the cartoon The Bolt? Hilarious.
About the dog?
Yeah, I watched it with my grandson. Yeah, yeah. And because he thought he was a superhero, the dog did.
Oh, he was convinced.
And everything was brand spanking new. And he tried to do something strong, and he couldn't. But he had one of those packing peanuts next to him, and it was stuck on his fur, got static electricity. And he was totally convinced that his strength loss was because of a peanut. You know, and he's like, no, like kryptonite to Superman. No, get that packing peanut from me. I'll be weakened from my strength. And it's like, you know, we've got to act like we're in the mirror all the time. You know what I'm saying? We have to. We have to do this because people are seeing us every day. And if it takes, you know, us to actually have a mirror hanging in front of us.
Hey.
I mean, we've got to practice the presence and joy and pleasure of God. We can't just give ourselves a smile. I mean, think about it. It takes more muscles. And you may have heard this. You may not have heard this. It takes a lot more muscles to frown than it does to smile. And then the person who's giving you this long face, they're pretty putting a lot of effort into that. There's something coming out of their heart that's shutting down their brain that's forcing down their cheeks and their mouth and that grit in the teeth. And you ask them, what's wrong? It's like, nothing. It's like, anyway, so.
Let your face know that nothing is wrong. Just let your face know.
It's so embarrassing, you know, when we're talking about, you know, yes, Christians get together and and they put cameras on us. And you're like, turn the camera off. This is going to do more damage to the kingdom of God than anything good. Because it's like, who are you? Don't you know Jesus? I mean, isn't he, you say he dwells with you?
I'm saved.
From what? And mirrors? And so this is important. And I'm getting back to Jumpin' Jacks in a minute.
Oh.
And so if you're really wondering, you know, if you're lying to yourself, ask somebody. Or just look at yourself in the mirror and step away. I'll never forget this donut commercial. Or I think it was a donut commercial. I mean, we had a weight loss commercial. Maybe that's what it is. And this lady comes in her house, and there's this big mirror in her foyer. So when you come right into the front door of the house, she has to confront this mirror. Well, as soon as she came in, she put her back against the wall. She edged her way like that was a like that was Al Qaeda. That mirror was Al Qaeda. She hit the ground, rolled on the ground in front of the mirror, and jumped back up and kept on going and went and got some donuts or something. She wasn't willing to confront her reality, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, we have a huge narrative being, we're being confronted right now as Christians in the world and Christians in America and Christians in your community. Why is serving Jesus so good? Why do you look so sad? And why are you so critical of me? And why do you define one sin over another? And is that the only sin that separates you from God? How about your sin? Are you saved by grace or are you saved by your works? I mean, what is the thing going on? And why is stealing my money less than stealing sex? I mean, it's all the same. You know, it's all sin. And this is what the Word of God says. It says if you committed one, you committed them all. And I always talk about the okra principle. And okra, that slimy oysters. That really does. The oyster principle, which I'm not going to eat anymore because the guy's skin fell off last week and I'm just not going to mess with it. Pray for him.
Really?
Flesh-eating bacteria.
Yes.
Came either off the hot sauce or the oyster.
That'd be the oyster.
It'd be the oyster. Hot sauce, hot sauce kills everything. And so, you know, we're going to be confronted. And the first confrontation we're going to have is to ask ourselves, am I religious or am I saved? Have I left my first love? Am I trying to fight so hard to live in this life that I'm not even understanding I'm going to pay for this in eternal life that I'm not going to have? I'm trying to push my political agenda and trying to get my way of doing things because I'm right type stuff. And while, you know, in America, for example, we're 5% of the world's population. I mean, come on, you got to think about it. If you're in America, we're like, we really believe it's all about us. We're really surprised. Look at those poor folks over there. He's like, they're not poor. It's Kuwait. They're the ones selling us our oil, sending all of our money over there. They just don't even think in the context of that. It is Sandy, though. And so you know, you think about that are we avoiding the mirrors? And when somebody puts a mirror in our face, are we only giving ourselves a good time? Are we only lying to ourselves and saying that, you know, I'm having a great time? And it's like, but as soon as that mirror is gone, as soon as that camera is gone, as soon as that gathering is gone, as soon as that 1 hour or 45 minute church gathering is over, you know, as soon as you finish singing that song, you know, as soon as you finish preaching that message, they don't even know if you're saved or not. I mean, you're just the saddest person around. Jesus said, in this life, we're going to have troubles. He says, but listen, cheer up. I've overcome this life. So if we're sad and depressed, I mean, there could be something physically attacking us. I'm not talking about physical struggles and that type of thing, but I'm talking about just and choosing to be. It's because we're looking too much at this life. We're not focusing on the life to come. If this life here is for an opportunity for us to live out a gratitude towards our Savior, to go into all the world and tell them the good news that God loves them so much that he gave his son for them, that he even laid down his life for us and them, and that if they choose to, he will forgive them as he's forgiven me. He'll forgive us of all that stuff and that sin and that darkness. And I mean, he forgave Pat. And John didn't need anything forgiven that I know of, but you can write. I mean, think about this. It's like the best thing we can do is not get a political agenda, not get a value-based agenda, not try to change the school system, not tell the president or Congress or senators or governors they're wrong. We can confront ourselves and say, you know what? I got to begin to believe this gospel. I got to get happy again. What happened? I left my first love. Why am I so downcast is what God says to Cain. He said, why are you so downcast? Then he says, sin's crouching at the door, Church of America, waiting to devour you. Why not do what's right? I mean, think about it. That's what's right now. We got something we're gonna see today. It's a whole list of we're in trouble, and this is fresh.
Wow.
We're in trouble. Whole list of we're in trouble. But, you know, we're not, you know, Paul was in jail when he wrote the Bible. Okay. Right. So it's not about us. You know, the Roman Empire was persecuting folks, and James, brother of John, was pierced by a sword. Peter was locked up in prison, eventually crucified. It's not about horizontal experiences for our personal gain. We've gained already. We've won already.
Mm-hmm.
We've won. It's for, like, think about it. And life moves. I mean, I've never seen years move so fast.
I know.
I mean, they're slowing down for Pat because he's fit now. But they was moving faster early on when he's eating chicken like me and John. And you think about it, that it's like, this is all you're going to have to show them. You can't point at folks and point at your husband or your wife or your dad or your mom or your sister, or your brother, your pastor, your governmental leader, whatever, and say, oh, God. He's going to say, what did you do with this Jesus? Mm. What did you do with my son?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. God, the creator, understand this. The God that created everything that you know and that you see, that created you in his image and his likeness, that told you that he would save you and forgive you, and you came to the altar and you said yes, and he forgave you, and he brought you in as a son, and brought you in as a daughter, brought you in as an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. You spent your entire 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years walking around like you could eat oats from a tailpipe. It's time for us to become believers again. I mean, Stephen was being stoned and preaching a message. And no, Colorado, I'm not talking about being stoned by marijuana. He was literally being stoned. I mean, dude, we can't even get the air conditioner right, and we start freaking out. We can't even bear fruit. We can't be happy, right?
It's all here. Yeah.
That's what I hear. I mean, think about it.
Who do you hear from?
And he's being stoned, and he's preaching. The message is so good that the religious folks are plugging the ears and say, no, I'm not going to let go of my kingdoms. I'm not going to let Jesus pass by the street in front of my building. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. And they started stoning him. They started stoning him. And he's got a smile on his face. He's looking up to heaven. Heaven parts. And he sees the face of God and Jesus standing while he's being stoned. America, we are definitely stoned with comfort and convenience. We are drugged with comfort and convenience. And we're trying to drug ourselves to get over it versus saying, you know, we got to get out and get busy. And the best thing that we could do. And we're going to go to a break and come back in a minute. But I just want to tell you, is the things that we're sharing with you, this is moments. He says, during times of difficulty and struggle and calamity, he said, this is a witness. Your calmness and your joy and your peace in the midst of all this tragedy that's happening, and is cranking up a notch, is the fact that you're going to be saved and that by God, and they're going to be destroyed if they don't have God. It's time for us not to bite our fingernails. It's time to raise our hands and say, God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life. Look at my face. I mean, think about it. Look at the joy. I mean, look at my life. It's all God. There's a song out that says, this one particular lady, I forget the group, maybe Mercy, Mercy, or whatever it is. But they're saying, people look at my life, and they say, I did this, I did that. They say, they don't know. I've done it on my knees. Mm-hmm. I'm just crying out to God, and God's the one to sustain me. God's the one that's giving me this. God's giving me that. And that's what he really does. He gives you jobs. He sustains your marriage. He heals your kids. He turns your family back to him. He just sustains your country. I mean, he's a good God. But just like Cain, sin is crouching at the door of America. I mean, the Satan is crouching at the door of America. And God's just saying this, because he could wipe America off if he wanted to. He's not going to. He's just saying this, Cain, America, why don't you do what's right? Why don't you do what's right? You know, Cain, he chose to hate his brother, but all he had to do was to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to love his brother. It's time for us to do what God told us through his son. Love each other. By this, all men will know that you are mine. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.